Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 8 of Tipsy Tourism, the podcast where we visit top tourist attractions whilst enjoying some alcoholic beverages in an incredibly responsible manner. My name is Chelsea and I'm in charge of choosing the activity.
And my name's James and I am in charge of choosing the drink from my drinks trolley.
And I'm very sad to say that it is indeed the last episode of series 1.
Episode 8?
Can't believe it. We did say from the start that we'd give this a bit of a go for 8 episodes to see how it's gone down. But keep listening until the end because we'll tell you what's coming up next. It doesn't mean it's necessarily the end.
No.
Or does it?
I don't know.
Got to keep that, you know, little...
No, I do know.
Okay. Got to keep that cliffhanger going. Since it is the last episode, I thought we needed to end it on an absolute classic, James.
Yeah.
And therefore...
Oh, this is a classic.
We are off to... Madame Tussauds.
Bonjour.
A lot of people guessed it from the clues last week.
Yeah.
And I think they guessed it on the back of you saying you'd been to a knockoff one.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people have shared that kind of experience. But before we talk more about that, I'm a bit parched, James. What have you got for me? And it better be special for the last episode.
So... I have gone for something. Well, where's Madame Tussauds from?
She's from, well, it's coming up in a second, but she's French and she's from Strasbourg.
So I picked a French-themed drink.
Ooh.
And by French, I mean France in the name. So we've gone for a French 75. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Because they are absolutely lethal.
So in it, there is lemons, not alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
Sugar, but gin... And champagne.
Lethal.
Yeah.
So what a lethal combo.
It's got its name because it was said to have such a kick, it was like being shelled by a powerful French 75mm field gun.
You're joking.
That's where it's got it. So it has a bit of power.
That makes so much sense. Do you remember the last time we were drinking French 75s?
I didn't think I'd had one before. Honestly, no.
You really have. You've had several.
Have I?
At our friend's, Max and Fran's wedding in France, they had one cocktail on offer. Not because they're stingy, by the way. We went to their auntie's beautiful, beautiful villa. It was one of the best weddings ever. They had lots of drinks on hand, but one cocktail, and it was a French 75. And I know for a fact you had plenty, because I said to you at the time, James, be careful. We know what you like on champagne.
Yeah. So that's what we're having today.
Yeah. Oh, are you okay with this before we start?
Why? Well, I'm a little bit hungover, I'm not going to lie.
You're hungover and you on champagne is, you're a nightmare.
Yes. Well, because we're not super, super fancy.
Yeah.
Rather than champagne, I'm doing a substitute. So I'm going to use...
No. You do not say what you're about to say because I know what's about to come out of your mouth.
We're using Prosecco.
No, James, that's Italian. This goes against the whole point of a French 75.
Ciao. Right,
so... If there are French people listening to this, they will... You're going to get banned from France, quite literally.
Well, soz, but that's basically just because that's all I've got at the moment. So I'm in the kitchen now.
Oh, should I pop some French music underneath you?
Yeah, let's get a bit of French music while I make it.
Bit of accordion. Do you want to put on your best French accent whilst you do this?
No.
No, don't. You've already offended the French enough as it is.
So this is done in parts. So we're going to start off with the gin. We're starting with a Tanqueray gin, standard Tommy Tank gin.
Don't say a Tommy Tank gin.
Do you fancy a Tommy?
Oh, stop it.
So we've got the gin in, and then we're going to do...
Hang on, how much gin, please?
One part of gin.
Okay.
Half a shot of fresh lemon juice. Lemon, not lime. And it has to be fresh. It's none of this from a bottle nonsense.
You have such a problem with bottled juice.
It's not as good. So squeeze that in. I've got a proper squeezer. So that half part goes in. And then a couple of teaspoons of sugar syrup, which I've made myself.
Actually, in advance?
In advance. Oh, in advance.
I'm impressed.
Sugary syrup. Oh, the spoon's gone in. And then... three parts of champagne. Prosecco. And then a bit of ice and shake it up. Ooh, blowy. Bit fizzy at the end there.
Literally no need for him to say the word blowy then. You know when you're in a bar and you're waiting for your cocktail to be made and you're like, God, this is taking a while. Imagine that times 10 with James.
Ooh, it's nice. To recap, lemon, gin, prosecco, sugar, your French 75.
Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it nice?
Right. Is it bad that I don't think it tastes that strong? But it must be pretty strong, right?
So have you heard of a Tom Collins?
Mm-hmm.
A Tom Collins is very similar. So that is gin, sugar and lemon. But instead of champagne, they use soda water in a Tom Collins.
So this is like turbo Tom Collins?
Yeah.
Essentially. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Get it down, yeah. Would you like to know a little bit more about where we are off to today?
Yes, please.
Though I say this, I'm pretty sure you've heard of it. I think everyone... around the world. It must be one of the most famous attractions around the world, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. There's loads of them.
Just in case you haven't heard of it, Manitou Swords is a museum full of life-size wax replicas of famous celebrities and, like, historical icons. And to set the scene, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Madame Tussauds, just to prime us. It's not going to be counted as one of our five interesting things. That's what we like to do when we get to these places, is find out some facts that we both love. But she was born in 1761.
A long time ago.
Over 250 years ago.
Yeah.
Because that was celebrated in 2011.
I don't know anyone that old.
Nope, me neither. What's her real name, though? What's her first name?
Marie.
It is Marie.
I've done some research.
Oh, good, good, good. And her maiden name was Groschultz. So... her original name is Marie Groschultz.
Crap name.
So basically, her mum was a widower. She was a housekeeper for this, I think he was like part physician, part someone who worked in like science and medicine, but who made wax sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
He taught Marie and was like, she's got a knack for this. And that's how she got onto her wax journey.
Brilliant.
Was through this guy called Philippe Curtius. As you said, she was born in France in Strasbourg, but... as we know, the original Madame Tussauds is the one we're off to in London.
Yeah.
So at one point in her journey, she moves over to London. We'll talk more about that later. But essentially, it's been open a bloody long time and it's been at the site that we're going to since 1884.
Yeah, so it didn't start there, but it moved there.
Okay. No, but there's a lot of history to delve into. But if you've never been before, which I haven't, you said you've been to a knockoff.
I've been to one in Blackpool, which is a Madame Tussauds.
Oh, it's an actual...
it is real.
You thought it was a knockoff?
I thought it was a knockoff. I went a long time ago, but I did confuse it. There's one in Great Yarmouth called Louis Tussauds.
Right.
Which is... it's closed down now, but it is famously bad.
Okay.
So if I show you a picture now of... if you Google these, Prince...
who the hell is that?
That's Prince William.
No, it's not.
Prince William. If you Google Prince William, Louis Tussauds, L-O-U-I-S, that's Prince William. there is David and Victoria Beckham, who just look like two shop mannequins.
Oh my that God, is... I actually might prefer to go to something like that. You know me, I like a slightly shit tourist attraction.
I know. Google, if you've got time now, John Travolta, Louis Tussaud House of Wax.
House of Wax.
It's absolutely spectacular.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
That's the name of a horror film as well.
Guess who that is?
That's Charles.
That's Prince Charles.
Yeah, it's bad, but I can just about tell. So fair enough, Louis.
He looks more like Philip.
So at the one we're going to, it's set into zones. So you've got Royal Zone, Marvel Zone, Culture, Awards Party, Sport, Film, loads of different zones. It's got over 300 figures and it cost £32 each.
Is that how much it is?
Actually, I think it's more than that. I think I've got that wrong.
It's £32 each in?
Please hold. I think it might be 36, you know.
Is that how much we paid to go?
Yeah, it is expensive.
Each? Have we paid that?
Well, I bloody paid. You can pay me back after, though. Don't you worry about that, son.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. Though, I think if you were coming to London doing lots of tourist attractions, if you wanted to do the London Eye Tour, you can do it as like a package deal and get them both for £45.
Yeah, so, they're owned by Merlin.
That's why. So there are deals to be had if you're doing lots, but we're not, and therefore we've got to pay the top price. So it's online, it says from £30.50. So we are obviously, it's a Saturday. We're going peak times. So we had to pay £34 each. Mm. Not 32, 34.
That's more than I thought.
Yep. So high expectations coming from this.
As usual, we'll be taking you with us and we will have, now the problem here.
What?
We normally take drinks into the location, but you can take food in, but you can't take alcohol in. So we will definitely have to just take in water when we're going. So yeah, we'll be just drinking water.
Right. You've got that lovely water bottle, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got.
Do you know what? It keeps the water cold.
It's so cold, and it's the opaque side ones as well, so no one can see the water.
Oh, that's good.
So.
Because sometimes people can get like jealous about how clear your water is and stuff like that. So
no drinking inside.
Got to keep the rules.
Obviously, yeah, we'll be abiding by all of those big rules and not drinking in the location.
No.
But while we're there, we'll also be trying to find five interesting things to do with Madame Tussaud.
Yeah, I've honestly, this has been a really fun one to research. There's a lot of history with this one. So yeah, I'm excited to get into that. But James...
Chin-chin.
That's not French, is it? What do they say? Salut. Do they say salut? Bon.
It's cheers.
Santé.
Santé.
Santé. Merci. See you there. Au revoir. Salut. Oh, salut's hello. Salut's hello. I've just ended that section saying hello. Fantastic. We are in the queue for Madame Tussauds, and I'll be honest... I'm surprised there's such a massive queue.
It's absolutely enormous.
It's huge, and everyone in this queue has got a ticket like us. We booked online. So yeah, if you come in, definitely book ahead, because we heard the guy saying, I don't think there's availability for today. It's a popular attraction for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you love that Symphony of London in the background?
That's the theme of London.
One thing that we could do in the queue...
Yeah.
Is I always believe that before you go and do anything, you should be well hydrated.
Yes.
It just enhances the whole experience for me.
You're in luck because I brought some water.
Yeah, I just think makes you think clearer. And it's a money-saving tip, if anything, don't you think?
Oh,
it's quite fizzy, that.
Sparkling water. Can I have some sparkling water?
I do like sparkling water.
Because I had some lemon left over, I put a hint of lemon in it as well.
That's really good of you. Thank you. We are in. There was some bag checking, some soul searching. But they said we're good.
I've already seen someone. I've seen more wax work.
Me too. Colin.
Colin Firth.
Oh, what a hottie.
Firthy.
Who are you excited about seeing?
Little Mix.
Oh, I'm excited to see. Oh, I actually don't know who it
is. Honestly, I don't know. I want to see the Queen. Ooh. Oh, bloody kids.
Oh my god, the first zone is the awards zone. So I expect to see some big celebs here, James. Big, big, big celebs.
Here comes another familiar face.
First person we saw was...
Morgan Freeman.
And genuinely, I don't know what I was thinking, but I thought they'd be a little bit shit. It's actually bloody amazing. It looks like he could just suddenly snap out of it and I'd be like, that's Morgan Freeman.
Like, I thought they'd be a bit shiny. I didn't realise that you'd be able to walk right up to them.
Yeah, you can literally, like, smooch Morgan Freeman if you really wanted to. Not COVID-friendly, though. I would not recommend that.
No.
We're stood next to Kate Winslet. Does make you realise how tiny a lot of celebrities are, because it is based on their real size.
Yeah. Well, I do have a very quick interesting fact.
Oh, go on.
They make them 2% bigger to account for wax shrinkage.
Oh! That is good.
So they're all 2% bigger than the actual eye in real life to begin with.
Ah, but she might have shrinked. She might have had a bit of wax shrinkage by now. That's interesting. Oh. Well, the awards zone, so many celebs. We'll say The Rocks was amazing.
The Rocks is amazing.
That's the best one, for sure.
I thought Eddie Redmayne was pretty good.
Yeah, some people say you look a bit like Eddie Redmayne. What do you say about that?
I say he's a handsome chap. All right, we found a quieter bit where there's no music blaring.
Well, for now.
We're near the emergency exit.
It's a very sexy setting. I really liked your fact about the 2%.
Good.
Would you like to know some more
bits? Am I getting a...
Yeah, you've had the ding.
Good.
Let's sprinkle a few bits more on there.
Okay.
Because this is the stuff that I find really interesting, like how much it costs and how long it takes to make them.
Yeah, go on.
So, sculpting a figure takes around 350 hours. That's 2 weeks of non-stop work. So, obviously, it takes a lot longer. A sitting for a Madame Tussauds figure takes 3 hours. So, every single celebrity is invited to sit for 3 hours.
Are they?
So that they, I mean, whether they take it up or not, if people have died and passed away, they have to use paintings or like photos of them to try and work out what all the dimensions are. Like, they're very, very on it in terms of trying to make it as anatomically correct as possible.
That's a polite way of saying they're guessing.
Yeah, basically. The hair and the styling of wax figure takes 140 hours. And it also takes 15 hours to make a pair of eyes and 30 hours to make a set of teeth.
Mad.
Absolutely crazy. So finally, guess how much it costs to make a wax figure here?
It costs 50 grand, I'm going to guess.
150,000
150 grand?
Per figure. Yeah.
Wow. But I could probably just nick Tom Jones and pop him in my pocket.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. I didn't mean Tom Jones. Who's that one?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Oh my God, you can't nick Tom Jones. Jesus. So what's this? Ah, okay, it's an alien bit. Have you seen Alien,
film?
Do you know what it's about?
Aliens.
Well, yeah. There's gonna be aliens jumping out.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh no, this is really not fun. James, this is my idea of how. I hate scary shit.
That's why Dad doesn't
mean that good. We're nearly out. Okay, so to just quickly explain what that was, it was a fully like immersive experience, like you were in the alien ship, and I'm not down for that shit.
Quite gory.
It was quite gory. If you have small children, don't go in the alien bit, or if you're a massive scaredy cat like me.
There's a back passage to go around it.
Yeah, there is. Should have taken the back passage. Madame Tussauds. Oh, should I tell you a bit now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Oh.
What?
This is her first one, wasn't it?
This is the first one she ever did. So Voltaire, the French 18th century writer, was the first wax figure made by the 17-year-old Madame Tussauds.
In 1778.
Oh my God, but this can't be the actual one, right?
No, that'll be a replica of the thing.
So, there are ones in here that she made.
Are there?
So it could be, yeah. That is one of the facts.
I don't think we'll be in front of her first one.
No, I think her first one, especially, she was still learning there, wasn't she? She was still learning her craft. Right, would you like to know a bit more about her, though? Because she has a fascinating story.
Yes.
And I think we're going to learn more about it in this section. So, as we said earlier, She's born in France, in Strasbourg. She learned how to make these wax figures, and that kind of got her into the attention of the aristocracy in France. Which, do you know your history? Around the late 1700s, what was going on?
A revolution.
Yeah, they started cutting off all their heads. So she was in a really interesting kind of position because she'd been working with them, so she'd looked like a royalist sympathiser, but it was the liberals who were cutting off anyone who had anything to do with the royals, so she was in a bit of a precarious situation.
Okay.
To the extent where they actually took her in to get the chop. They shaved her head and everything.
Did they?
Yeah, but fortunately she had an influential friend who was able to get her out. And to almost prove, well, there's conflicting reviews about this, but some people say that she was more liberal-leaning and other people saying she was just doing it so she didn't get killed. But they actually employed her to make death masks of all the people who died. And in fact, she did the death masks of, who was it? Let Them Eat Cake. Marie Antoinette.
Marie Antoinette.
She did their, like, official death mask.
Oh, is that to announce it? What was that death mask for?
Is
that what they wear in the coffin?
Well, no, it's nothing to do with that. The revolutionaries would parade these death masks through the streets to show who they had killed. So they wouldn't be, like, lugging the dead bodies, but they'd be lugging these death masks instead. But one of the things she said in her memoirs is she would go to these executions and she'd be rummaging through the heads, the bloody heads, to, like...
Language, yeah.
To pull out a head, look at the figure, and note any interesting elements, sketch them, and that's what she would use as her inspiration.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
It's super, super gross.
But interesting.
Really interesting.
Oh. Here's Marie Antoinette. Hello.
Hi.
I heard you say then that you got the original death masks in the archive.
Yes.
The death mask, she actually put like the wax onto the dead people's heads. That's why she was rummaging around for them.
That's disgusting.
Oh my God.
Have they got the original of the guy, the Voltaire at the top of the stairs earlier? Have they got the original of that still?
That is the original.
That is?
Oh, that is the original. Yeah, I wondered if it was. Yeah. Oh, that's
and people could just go right up to it. Wow.
Yeah.
So John knows something interesting.
Yeah.
Making those death masks, whether or not it was a way for her to, you know, stop being killed, whether she wanted to do it or not, it ended up being very, very fruitful for her. Because when she moved over to England with her two sons, don't know what happened with her husband. I think they had a Barney. They fell out. Whatever.
I heard that. He was lazy.
Oh,
that's
really?
Genuine that I read about him. That's
I love
true,
that.
True.
While she moved to London, she set up shop with her waxworks and she had this other room which soon became known as the Chamber of Horrors, which is where she would put all the death masks. And it became, and she also brought with her a real life replica of the French guillotine, which at that point, people in the UK hadn't seen for themselves. So it became such a spectacle, and that was a massive reason why people came to see the first museum that she set up.
Right.
Yeah. So it kind of worked for her.
That's cool. Yeah, you can have that.
Thank you.
Are we on three now?
We are on three.
Good.
Oh my god.
There's a ride.
There's a bloody ride.
I didn't know it.
I didn't know there was a ride.
I'm so excited. I love a ride. You get to sit in black taxis. I love this.
It's a London taxi.
Welcome to the spirit of London.
That's what Shakespeare looks like.
So, that was a good ride.
I didn't know there was a ride. I love a bonus cheeky ride.
Extra point for that for me. So I've got something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. We've just gone through the history bits.
Yeah.
And there's a few of these around the world. There's over 20 Madame Tussauds in different places. Do you know a fact about Birmingham's one? Birmingham? Berlin's one?
They're quite different, aren't they, James?
So in 2008,
yeah.
A German man ran past security on the opening day of Madame Tussauds Berlin and ripped off Hitler's head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was a sign that said, there was a sign next to Hitler that said, don't take pictures of the statue.
but there was nothing that specifically said, don't decapitate him. So the attacker said he didn't like that Hitler was becoming a tourist attraction, so he's like, I want him out. So that's what happened on opening day in Berlin.
Now, I won't lie, I had actually seen that fact.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, but it's fantastic. And I noted it down too, because I thought, oh my God, that's... It's hilarious, but also understandable. I did read, actually, that there was an Adolf Hitler in this one in London as well, but it got removed in 2016.
Good. Yeah. Who's going to want a selfie with him?
I don't know. Maybe just lots of fingers up. Oh, speaking of which, you know we went past Donald Trump before?
Yeah.
I did a full finger, middle finger up,
the
forgetting
buzz.
That we are in the most densely populated place for young children with their families.
Yeah.
I caught the eyes of this little boy just looking at me. Didn't laugh. He just looked at me almost with sadness in his eyes.
The kid just turned around as you were mid-bird. I saw it. It was a wonderful thing.
And I went, I'm so sorry. I bet you can actually, I bet we can probably find that part.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So these lightsabers, the actual Star Wars crew made them especially for Mantis swords.
They thought you were real,
right? Yeah. We are coming to the end. I can see the sign for the shop. What are you going to buy?
Might buy...
Another water?
Another water!
Another delicious water.
I might buy safe William Churchill's for sale. I'd buy the Queen. What?
Who's for sale?
Oh, Winston Churchill. We are out of here.
I don't want anything. That's all. I don't
know. Oh. It's actually lovely to be outside. Oh my God, James, we've only got four. You ready for a final one?
I've got one about, see that, we've got the sign at the back here.
Yeah.
So you see, it used to be called Madame Tussauds.
That is what it's called.
But it didn't, it used to have an apostrophe S. Madame Tussauds.
A bit like Sainsbury's.
Does Sainsbury's have an apostrophe?
I think it does.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does. You ready? You ready for what do you want to bet?
Sainos doesn't have an apostrophe.
What do you bet?
Another sip of water.
Okay. Does Sainsbury's have an apostrophe? Yes,
oh,
it does.
No. Okay.
So it used to be like that.
It used to be, but when Merlin got hold of it, they were like, well, Madame Tussauds doesn't own it anymore. We're getting rid of the apostrophe, so it's just Madame Tussauds.
I mean, sure.
That's one for the Gram fans.
I get what you're saying, but I don't think it's quite interesting enough. I'm sorry, James.
Grammar can be interesting.
It can, but not that one. How about this? This building is being destroyed twice. Two times, the luck of it, right? So.
Great Fire of London?
Yes, that was one. No. No, I just remembered when that was.
No.
The Great Fire of London was a very long time ago.
Okay.
But it was devastated by a fire, but in 1925. And then, so they restored it completely with a cinema. They had a cinema here.
Did the waxworks melt?
Some of them probably did. It was a waxy old mess up in here. So they restored it. They added in a cinema and a restaurant. Can you imagine like having din-dins with like Marie Antoinette's head next to you on a spike?
No.
But unfortunately, in 1940, it was struck by World War II bombers.
Oh.
And they destroyed 352 head moulds and the cinema.
Oh.
So it's had a bit of a shit time as this building. But glad to see it is as popular as ever, wouldn't you say?
It's quite an impressive building, though. Like,
yeah.
They fitted a lot into it.
It was huge. I genuinely thought it was never going to end. It was a bit of a nightmare.
In a good way.
That kid's brilliant. We'll come on to the reviews and stuff very soon.
Should we get
home? What we made of it. We should. But you need to tell me first. You're classing that as interesting.
Yes, that is interesting.
Woohoo! Right.
All right, full set.
We can go back home. Oh my goodness. Can you hear that, James?
Silence.
The sound of sweet nothing. I just had to have a little listen to the audio because I was scared
that
we were going to kill everybody's eardrums off.
Okay. I was like, oh, cool.
That was a long pause.
I think it's salvageable. I think we'll be able to pick out the interesting facts and share that with people. Well, you'll know. You will have just heard them.
Well, let's go on because, well, firstly, drink.
Drink, cheers.
And obviously, we couldn't drink in there. We didn't drink in there. So we're making up for it now with double French 75s, French 150s.
There we go. So, James.
I'm going to ask you.
What?
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I like what you did there. I am going to answer diplomatically.
Yes.
And say that it was incredible.
Yeah.
The waxworks actually really stunned me. I don't know why, I just thought they wouldn't be so realistic, but so many of them, I was actually a bit scared of them in that I thought they might be the real celebrity doing one of their little pranks because they were so, so good. The Ed Sheeran actually blew my mind because...
That was your favourite one?
I don't know if it was my favourite one. It was just really realistic. I've seen Ed Sheeran in person because...
Clang!
I know. There's no way to say that without sounding like a knobhead. I mean, you've met him several times because of work.
I drew a tattoo. That's on his arm.
Exactly. So it really looked like him.
So my most realistic one was the first one we got up close to.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman was incredible. Yeah. And that's probably why they put him right at the front. They're like, look at this.
Yeah. In general, they were all very good. No, the only one that I singled out as not being very good was Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga wasn't that good.
Didn't look like her.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because, do you remember, back in the day, no one really knew what she looked like.
Just made it up.
Maybe they did that. So maybe it's not their fault. So I thought it was fantastic. I thought the set designs was incredible.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Like the zones they've created and what they're standing in and the interactivity, like you press a button and lights come on and you're in an award show and the big screens used, that's good.
Yeah, and because it is expensive, £34 each, I can see why it's expensive because the production elements of it are fantastic. And the fact that there's a ride in there and
there's a bloody ride.
Yeah, so there was a lot going on and it did feel like we were in there forever. So... it's very, very good. However,
yeah.
In answer to your question, did I enjoy myself? No. It was so busy. And to be honest, I think it was just a bit of a baptism of fire. After for so long, we have had all these restrictions because of the pandemic. And it was a bit of a free-for-all, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a bit.
Full on.
Yeah. Because you go from, like, not going near anyone and then there being a room full of people trying to get a selfie with Donald Trump.
Even if it wasn't the pandemic, I still think that would kind of irritate me slightly because I'm the kind of person who I get annoyed if you're walking down the pavement and someone in front of you abruptly stops and doesn't look around where they're going. And so, that's literally all that happens there.
So many slow walkers.
Yeah.
And, everywhere.
And a lot of the doorways are quite small, so you do get stuck behind people quite a bit, especially if they're taking photos. And James, I feel bad because this has turned into a bit of a rant. What are those people going to do with those photos? What are they doing with the photo of Kanye West, David Beckham, Eddie Redmayne? What are they doing with them?
Well, if you have if there's one you really like, I get it.
But people were taking photos with every single one.
How many are there in there? Like 150?
Over 300.
300? That's a lot of photos.
It is.
It's like almost a different profile picture every day of the year.
Yeah, it just wasn't for me, you know?
What was your favourite bit of it?
My favourite bit was actually the whole area where we found out more about Madame Tussaud. Oh, saying it wrong. Madame Tussaud. I forgot
Madame
how to say
Tussaud.
It. Madame Tussaud. I loved that bit because one, history. Everyone else just ran through it. No one cared. It was the emptiest bit by a country mile, but it was dark and gloomy. It reminded me a bit of London Dungeons.
Yeah.
Like the sets and the scene, it was a bit gory. I really liked that bit. And I thought it was so fascinating that we've got to see the closest thing you'll ever see to what Marie Antoinette looked like. And that blew my mind. And Marie Antoinette's face, by the way, is tiny.
Well, I mean, that's not, like, doesn't mean much to me, if I'm honest, because I'm not really into my history that much.
I loved it.
No.
What was your favourite bit?
Dame Judi Dench, seeing her.
Oh, yeah.
How short and lovely she was.
Yeah.
A close second was the ride. In any ride where you go up and down, you went between floors, span round, got to see Shakespeare.
High production value.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
What do you think needs improvement?
I think they need more comedy characters in there. Like,
that's a really good point.
Not like stand-up. Maybe stand-up. But I mean like old X Factor contestants. Like people you go, right. Oh, yeah, remember, like Wagner.
You want Wagner.
Cheeky girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Darius Dinesh.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Susan Boyle.
You're right. Should we write to them, ask them for an X Factor zone?
Like, just people you go, oh, remember them.
Oh, you could, oh, my God, you could have...
Sumo's big, though.
You could have a meme room.
A meme room? Yeah, the meme lot.
So you could have the boy in there that says, I like turtles.
Disgust on.
I would pay double if I could go and have a photo with disgust on. The picture of the girl screaming and the cat at the table. You're right. Do you know what? We have, let's set up. You know, you're talking about that knockoff one that was called Louis to, why have, James, I can't say that name.
Madame Which one? Madame Tussauds.
You know, there was Louis Tussauds.
Yeah.
Set up James Tussauds.
Yes.
And just do memes.
The guy who taps his head as if you're going,
The Blinky Man.
Blinky Man.
Oh, my God. Right. Honestly, I think we're onto something. If you agree, by the way, just let us know at Tipsy Tourism. Maybe you could be our backers. Who?
The guy who went on BBC News when he was meant to be just going for an interview. Like, these are the people I'd be like.
As a taxi driver.
I would have a photo with every single one of them.
You're right. We took a few photos because obviously we wanted to post stuff on Instagram. But if it was all the meme lot, I would be there in a shot.
And the final one, like, you know the Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like holding the glass and he's like, like laughing. These are the photos and the poses I want.
Yeah, right. Get a pitch together, James. We're going into business. Do you think it was worth the cost of £34?
It was nice to see Henry VIII, but it's a lot of money.
It is.
I enjoyed it. Families, but if you're a family of four, that's super expensive.
It is, but I think they do have like family tickets.
Okay.
It's still expensive though.
But for me personally, I thought it was rather on the steep side.
Yes.
So I'm going to say no. I enjoyed parts of it, but it's not my usual, typical tourist destination.
I agree, because for that price, I would just want a bit more space, but it really felt like they were getting a lot of people through at that price point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for their pockets. They've obviously lost a lot of money in the last 18 months. So, you know what? We can't begrudge them that. But for me, it was a lot... to be one of many, 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 many people.
Maybe I should have gone in the week. Might be quiet in the week.
Yeah.
But if I want to say fair play to the artistic wax sculptors.
Yeah, amazing.
Like, you guys do a bloody great job.
Yeah. Marks out of 10 then.
Now, well, the ride gets an extra point for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it a 6.
Are you?
Yeah.
So, in a first... for the series.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it less than you.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 5 out of 10.
5. Oh.
Because.
5.5.
It's thank you. It's because I'd score it very high on what it is, but I didn't enjoy it. And therefore, I've gone slap bang down the middle.
Fair.
Yeah. So I recommend going if you know no one else is. Right, would you like to hear the overall series scores?
Oh, yeah. I do, actually.
Should I do it in backwards order?
Yeah.
So, coming in at number 8 is Marble Arch Mound.
Oh,
what a shocker. Madame Tussauds takes number 7. Then it was Port Meirion. And just before it, we had a tie for 4th place, which was up at the O2, along with the Isolation Tourism when we did the online tour. And number 3, it was Hampstead Heath. And number 2, it was Harrods. But number 1,
gold,
with 8 out of 10, was the Postal Museum.
Oh, the Postal Museum. Again, it's got a ride.
It did.
Heavily recommend that Postal Museum.
Yeah. So, well done to the Postal Museum for winning.
Oh, good.
You win nothing.
No.
But just as good. Should we do them a little cheers?
Cheers.
To the Postal Museum.
To Pat.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. And we said that we'd tell you what's going on because it's the last episode.
Yeah. So we did this. We wanted to give it a go, see what it was like, put a few out, see if anyone listens.
Yeah.
See if we can do it. I've enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed doing it.
I've enjoyed reading your reviews. So hopefully...
No, I think we can. I think we can say we are coming back.
Yeah,
we're just taking a little break to work out how to do this efficiently
and get some in the bag.
Exactly. But I will say you can expect a new episode in September.
September. That's next month.
It might be at the very end of September, but we're not going away for too long.
No,
we just need time to recoup. Have a strategy. Do you want to have a strategy meeting with me, James?
Strat meeting.
Yeah. We can... oh, my God. I just nearly tipped my drink all over the mic. We can also, at the same time, talk about James Two Swords. What's with that?
James Two Swords. Yeah.
We'll do
anyone
that.
Wants to invest, yeah. I will be part of that.
Yeah. But the final thing that we will do is say a huge thank you. Thank you so much for listening to any of this series. We've really, really enjoyed it. We've enjoyed making ourselves do some tourist attractions.
Yeah.
Even Mazin Two Swords, you know, to
honestly,
an extent.
Honestly, I'd never go normally.
No. So do us a favour. As a very last thing for this series, go on, leave us a review, a rating, if you can. Let us know if you've enjoyed the series and whether we should be coming back for another one.
Yeah.
That would be great. But for now, let's do a cheers to everyone listening.
Thank you for everyone who's listened.
Cheers.
Should Thanks, guys.
Should we have another French 75 for them?
Yes, that's a French 225.
Just for you. Okay. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.